Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Melissa Reniger, guidance counselor at Mid Prairie High School and supervisor for the Mid Prairie Post Prom Committee, which is hosting a drive-through pulled pork meal fundraiser this Saturday night from 5 to 8.
Melissa, kind of give us the details on how that's going
to
work.
You don't need to call ahead or anything. You just pull up anytime from 5 to 8 on Saturday, January 30th. We will be at the Richmond Ambits or at the Mid Prairie High School. We'll have junior students who are volunteering their time come to your vehicle, ask you how many boxed meals you want, and then they will bring them out to you, and you're on your way. In the boxed meal will be pulled pork, green beans, cheesy potatoes, and a dessert.
How many people could you serve?
That is a great question and one that we kind of went back and forth with. We would rather have too much than not enough. So I think we're planning for 400 to 500. If we have a lot left over, we'll kind of auction those off at the end.
You guys have, two locations that people can drive through. So that should help kind of prevent any long lines.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have quite a few juniors available. And if we need more, we'll call them in or call parents. So hopefully the wait won't be too long.
Again, this is a post-prom fundraiser there at Mid Prairie. You guys have a goal in mind of how much money they're hoping to raise?
We don't really. We're just going to be thankful for anything that we can get to help support these kids. It's been difficult with the traditional fundraisers that we've talked about or we have done in the past, so we've tried to get creative in what we can do and still be sensitive to health concerns and germs and things like that. So this is our main fundraiser that we were able to do, so we really hope that it's well attended and the communities will support that.
And I assume that you guys will take your proper COVID protocols?
Absolutely. Yep. Masks will be worn, hands washed, distancing as much as possible. So, yeah.
How did you guys settle on the drive-through pulled pork meal?
So we had a generous donation of the pork from a local business, so we're very thankful for that. And then junior parents are bringing in the donations of the other things that we need.
Post-prom, hopefully you guys will be able to get it in because last year's was canceled because of the pandemic. What's the mood there in terms of hoping to actually have a prom this year?
I mean, I'm sure it's going to look a little bit different. Those decisions haven't totally been made, but we're moving forward as if we can have it to some extent. Right now, our school board policy is masks, and unless that changes, that's what we will be requiring as well. We have our post-prom scheduled for the YMCA Wellman, like has been done in the past few years. And so we're just moving forward in the hopes that we still can. If we can't, last year we still had prizes for students and passed those out. So the money raised will still go back to the students, whether it's, you know, in the traditional evening event and activities or if we have to do it in a different way.
A date for prom, is that still to be determined?
It's April 24th is our prom date.
I know the Mid Prairie post prom students were also selling Mid Prairie cornhole games. Is that something that you can speak on as far as how many board games you guys have sold?
Yeah, we've had a few people interested in those. I know it's quite a big, you know, chunk of change, and that's understandable, but they are really heavy duty. They're made with fiberglass, and then a special coating is over that. But they are still available if anybody would like to place an order. And on our Mid Prairie social media is where you can find information about ordering those.
Melissa, you are also a high school guidance counselor at Mid Prairie. How has COVID-19 affected your interaction in terms of how you approach talking with a student if they, you know, have questions about post high school, you know, college and things like that? As a guidance counselor, you prefer to have an in-person, one-on-one, face-to-face meeting. How has COVID-19 changed your approach?
You know, I feel like we've been pretty blessed here at the high school. In a lot of ways, we're continuing on as routine and natural as we can. You know, colleges have changed how they're recruiting, and we're not allowing some of those colleges into the schools that typically do. A lot of the colleges are doing virtual visits or orientations, which, I mean, I always encourage the students to go on site. There's nothing like actually seeing and being at the college to see if it's a good fit for you, but that can't happen right now. So they're doing the best they can to check out their website, call the schools, make those connections in other ways. But, you know, our students are doing wonderful. Our teachers have been wonderful, just caring and understanding that everybody's going through different situations with their family and themselves and how they're handling the pandemic. But overall, it's been a really great year. I can't believe we're halfway through it already. Every month, I feel like getting better and better, and we're adjusting more.
Melissa, as we wrap up, any other thing that you want to mention about the Mid Prairie Post Prom Fundraiser Saturday, January 30th?
Just if you're out and about and want a good meal, hopefully you can drive up. If you just want to donate to our students and help support this fun evening, safe evening, you can reach out to me as well, and we'll get the money to the committee to help. I think now more than ever, students are looking forward to just something to be together, something that's been done in the past. You know, these seniors especially that weren't able to participate in their prom last year, I just really hope that we can provide a fun evening for them this year because they deserve that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Melissa Rediger from Mid Prairie High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.